You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Dave Kellner, Dave Massey and John Budden in the studio. It's Brighton, Perth and Windsor on the domestic front on Monday. We've also got a twilight card at Galway, so plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Alistair Whitehouse-Jones. How are you, Ali?
Not bad, thanks, Mark.
Yeah? You said with a wry smile. Are you sure you're okay?
I'm fine, yeah. Top of the pops.
Good man. That's what I like about you on the podcast, Alistair. You're always... sometimes you're too excited.
Well, I've got my favourite T-shirt on as well today, yeah. Which I'm not. I don't know why the kids bought me this, Mr. Grumpy.
It must be one of those ironic things.
I think so.
When they call massive people tiny and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What did you make of this weekend's racing? Some good stuff, particularly on the Saturday?
Yeah, it was good. Pleased to see Henry Candy bag another Group 1 with Twilight Sun. Looking back, I mean, hindsight's a wonderful thing, but Limato would have had a great chance, wouldn't he? And
yeah.
He instead chose to rely on Twilight Sun, who's now unbeaten in 5. And onwards and upwards, you'd think.
Yeah, impressive performance. He'd stepped up into group company with no problem at all, really.
Yeah, that's the key to this race. I think that's 8. I'm pretty certain it's 8 of the last 10 winners were now making their breakthrough at the highest level. So it's a race, obviously, this stage of the season as well, you know, where, you know, the three-year-olds are catching up. And, you know, so it is basically a race in which a star is born.
Yeah.
And both the second, you know, the front two, I think, were, you know, Strathburn, you could argue, was probably the moral winner in that he'd got a hideous draw, and he did really well to go so close, so he's going to be a nice horse for next year, I'd have thought. They'll be well chuffed with that.
Yeah, take the front two out of the race then.
I think you'd have to, wouldn't you? Yeah. You know, yeah. Don't know what he was doing on Danzino, a horse who needs holding up, but for some reason he was skipping clear after about a furlong and a half, which, whether that was the intended tactics, I don't know, but it was when, you know, seemed rather bizarre, but there you go.
Yeah. You mentioned A Star Is Born as well. Fergus Sweeney's been around for a while, but I think that was his first Group 1 winner, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah. Journeyman jockey.
Yeah.
Enjoying his moment in the sun, so fair play to him.
Yeah. Anything else stand out to you? We'll stay at Haydock for the time being. Anything else stand out to you there?
I thought Foundation looked really good in the listed race, and he was even money, but that's 2 from 2 and a horse that's bound for group races.
Yeah,
that was about it. Haydock, I thought Ascot was a good card. Some interesting maidens. One horse I would take out of the Ascot card would be the horse that dead heated in the 1.5 handicap, Wonder Leish, who I thought he'd got no chance at halfway because they went pretty quick, him and Polarization, and he didn't settle for about. Took him at least a quarter of the race to get him settled. So I think for Wonder Leish to actually dead heat was an astonishing performance, and he's a horse who's going to be winning again.
Yeah. Away from those two meetings, we must mention Jack Hobbs. He was an impressive winner at Kempton.
Well, you'd have been disappointed had he not been an impressive winner, I guess. I mean, he was up against a horse rated, what, £33 inferior, beating by 3.25 lengths. I mean, it probably does more in his work at home than that. You know, it's just a stepping stone to the arc, and they'll be well chuffed. But, you know, what is he, 6-1 for the arc, I think, something like that, with Hills. Looks a bit tight for me. I think he's more of a galloper than a quickener, and you need to be a quickener to win an arc. You know, I mean, his standout performance was obviously at the Curra, a course that suits galloping types. There's nothing not to like about this horse, and he's bred to get better next year. Maybe next year will be his real stellar campaign, but you know, I'd want 10-1 really to back him for the arc, I think.
Okay, he's 6-1.
Yeah, right. It's given the strength to this year's arc, that you know, when you've got a horse like Trev, who's an absolute world beater to beat, I think 6-1 is plenty tight enough.
All right. Just a bit of news I want to talk to you about as well, before we get stuck into Monday's action. Apparently Glen Eagles and Golden Horn is back on again. They both should line up in the Irish Champion Stakes, providing the weather's okay.
Yeah, they both want decent, you know, neither of them really want cut underfoot, so I think the long-range forecast is fairly encouraging. So all being well, we'll get the clash that we should have had at York. And I'll tell you what, I don't know what, you know, how they're betting on it, but Golden Horn, I wouldn't be backing him. I mean, as good a horse he is, but he had a, for the first time in his career, he went through the pain barrier at York. First time he's really, you know, had to dig as deep as he can, where they tried to get to the bottom of him, and that wasn't that long ago. You know, I think it's a big call to go to Ireland. I really do, and I couldn't possibly back him, given that he had such a hard race at York. So yeah, I'd be firmly in the Glen Eagles camp.
Well, Golden Horn is the 7-4 market leader. Free Eagle 9-4. Glen Eagles is 7-2. 7-1 for the Grey Gatsby. Arabian Queen's 10s if she's supplemented. Sirista Zegler, if he goes there, is 10s with Pleashcock and 12s or bigger.
Yeah, Free Eagle's definitely, you know, you can't rule him out at all. It's by no means a two-horse war. Free Eagle will be giving them weight, obviously. But he's a horse that the ground was desperate at Ascot last year. And we still don't really know how good Free Eagle is, you know. So, yeah, absolutely, it's by no means a match between the three-year-olds. Free Eagle's going to give them both something to think about. But at 7-5, I just, as much as I respect Golden Horn, he's lit up the flat season. But you know, a Derby Eclipse win, there's nothing not to like about him. You can't be knocking him. But it's purely that for the first time he went through the pain barrier at York, and you know, this is a quick turnaround from a horse who really had such a hard race. So he will be, you know, it'll be a big ask for him to win, I think.
Yeah, that's my concern as well, the fact that it's not just that race. You can't win all these top class races without having a hard race. I know he's won them easy enough, but
absolutely, yeah.
It's just, I wonder if it's just maybe starting to get on top of him a little bit now.
Possibly, yeah. You know, I mean, they're talking about going for the Ark as well, so I think it's asking a hell of a lot to take in Ireland. I really do, and yeah, I'll be well against him.
All right, let's leave that there then. Let's get stuck into Monday's action. Alistair's got four races for us. We'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we're going to look at two races at Brighton and a couple at Windsor as well. We'll go through them in time order. So the 3 o'clock at Brighton is first up. This is a Class 5 handicap over almost 7 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older. Field of 6 here. We're going to have a favourite that's in winning form in the shape of Portlage, I imagine. One to beat.
Absolutely, yeah. The thing about the key to this horse is Brighton. I mean, he just cannot get enough of this place. All four wins have been at the track. The last three over this trip, and the latest 2 weeks ago was his most impressive yet. I mean, you know, he came home 7 lengths to the good. Admittedly, he was probably flattered to win quite so easily, because I think he handled the soft ground better than his rivals. But even so, for a horse that's won by 7 lengths, a £7 rise is, you know, on the lenient side. You see horses getting pushed up that amount for not that sort of winning margin. So, you know, this horse comes here on the very top of his game. And as we know, Brighton is very much a horses for courses track, and I think he'll take a lot of beating on the back of a £7 rise.
Portlage will take a lot of beating then. What's your main danger in there?
I'd say Starlight Symphony would be the most likely threat. Looked as though he was going to win at Bath, only to be caught late on. He's gone up £2 for that, but he'd slipped to a career low mark anyway. You know, as long as he goes on she handles the track, then I think she'll be the danger.
Okay, Starlight Symphony the danger, but Portlage for Alistair in the 3 o'clock. The 3:30 at Brighton is the next race we look at. This is a Class 5 handicap over a mile and a quarter. It's for 3-year-olds and older, a field of 11 here. So a little bit more open, this one.
Yeah, the likely favourite here is going to be CBD, the horse of Harry Dunlop's, who looks progressive, comes here on a bit of a roll, and I think will be a worthy favourite. But the one I'm going to take it on with is the Roger Charlton gelding Equity Risk, who has come a fair way down the weights and definitely hinted that there's a race in him in the short term, when showing a lot more on the all-weather at Wolverhampton last time over 8.6 furlongs. This is a step up into it. Wouldn't have been over this far before, but was keeping on last time at Wolverhampton. And I think if he stays the trip, then he could well be the answer. I think he could shock likely favourite CBD. And the other horse to mention would be Lou's Buddy, who hasn't been at his best the last twice, but there have been excuses, and he could be interesting at bigger odds. But yeah, equity risk for me.
Equity risk for Alistair in the 330, then moving to Windsor for the 350 next. And this one is a class 4 handicap over 5 furlongs. This one's for the 3-year-olds and older as well. It's a field of 14 here. It's going to be one of the more open betting races on the day. Yeah, give us a hand here, Ali.
Yeah, Dawn Catcher, I think, could be interesting. Big improver last season, won 4 times, and only had the 2 runs this campaign, so will be fresher than most, and was having her first run since May when third at Foss last. That was on heavy ground, and you know, back from a break, she just got a bit tired, I think, under the conditions. Nearly won, but didn't quite. Was only headed in the closing stages, and I think the less taxing ground on Monday will definitely be in this horse's favour. She could still be improving, you know, and on only a third start of the season, back on better ground, I think she can regain the winning thread.
Yeah, and she races here off 78. She finished third off 79 last time. And if you take into account Tom Markham's claim of £5, it's
absolutely
not bad, is it?
That's the other thing to bear in mind. You know, Tom Markham's making a big name for himself, and yeah, his £5 claim at the minute is a bit like gold dust.
Okay, so Dawn Catcher then. Any that you want to be looking out for in opposition?
Majestic Hero could be okay. Returned to form when ninth at Goodwood a couple of starts ago. Ninth doesn't sound great, but they all finished in a bit of a heat. Wasn't beaten far. That was after a break, and then followed that with a decent second. So I think he's coming to the boil nicely, and I'd put him forward as the main threat.
All right, and we're finishing the 4:20 at Windsor. This is a class 5 handicap over a mile and 3.5 furlongs. It's for the 3-year-olds and older, field of 9 for this one. And we'll start here with, well, where do you want to start now?
Well, the fourth winner of this Yankee is Lemoncetta, who John Gosden trained, well-bred filly, runs in the famous George Strawbridge colours. Off the mark at the fifth attempt when showing a really good attitude to win over a mile and a quarter at Newmarket in July. Was beaten at Sandown last time, only finished fourth, but never really got into the race. It wasn't run to suit this filly, and as we know, Sandown can be a hard place in which to make up ground. So I wouldn't be too overly concerned about that. I don't think that's necessarily a sign that this filly has sort of hit the wall from a handicapping perspective. And, you know, she was behind 2 subsequent winners that day in a better race than Monday's affair. So I thought that was a positive performance, actually, even though she could only finish fourth. And I'd take her to resume her improvement and win again for a stable that's going great guns.
Okay. Golden Emerald, the most likely danger in there, comes in winning form.
Yeah, horse in good nick, and also Perfect Rhythm. I'd put that one forward as a possible danger. Possibly a better horse on the all-weather, but that's only a suspicion at the minute, and she could go well.
Okay, but Lemoncetta rather for Alistair there. Let's have a quick summary. It sounds like a confident 4 selections, Alistair.
Indeed. Portlaoise will get the call in the 3 o'clock at Brighton in the 3:30. Equity Risk hopefully can stay the trip, and if he does, then he's going to take some beating in that race. Then at Windsor, we've got Dawn Catcher in the 3:50 and Lemoncetta will be the last winner, hopefully, of the 4 in the 4:20.
Good work. Thank you very much, Alistair. Been a pleasure. Good luck and enjoy it on Monday.
Indeed. Thanks, Mark.
There you go. The thoughts of Alistair Whitehouse-Jones on Monday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. Dave Kellner, Dave Massey and John Bodden will be the team in the studio. It's Brighton, Perth and Windsor on the domestic front. We'll also take in the action from Galway, a twilight card to look forward to over the Irish Sea. Plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Monday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.